The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM, a woman was fatally stabbed and another was wounded during a fight overnight in the Austin neighborhood on the city's west side. Police say around 12:15 a.m., a 20-year-old woman approached another 20-year-old woman on Chicago Avenue near Lockwood, and they began fighting. Both women were cut by something sharp. The woman who originally approached the other woman was pronounced dead at a hospital. The other woman was in good condition. After being treated for multiple cuts on her arms, she was placed into police custody. And a 2-year-old boy remains hospitalized in critical condition after being shot in the North Lawndale neighborhood on the west side. Police say just after 4 yesterday afternoon, the boy was inside a home near 14th and Hamlin when someone started shooting, leaving him with multiple gunshot wounds. A person of interest is in custody and a gun was recovered from the scene. A home invasion on the city's north side early yesterday morning led to a sexual assault and robbery.
It happened at a residence on Bell Avenue near Granville Avenue in the Westridge neighborhood. Police say a male entered through a back door and found a person who had been sleeping. Investigators say the offender sexually assaulted the person, stole items from the residence, and fled. Police released a description of the offender. They say he's about 5 feet 10 inches tall and has symbols tattooed on his face. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
In reaction to that incident, 40th Ward Alderman Andre Vasquez has released a public safety statement. It says neighbors in the area with any information are encouraged to contact Area 3 detectives. He adds that if residents have any additional questions or concerns, that they should contact his office. Vasquez says that even though this happened in the 50th Ward, due to its proximity to his ward, he'll continue to follow up with police. A reward has been increased for information leading to the person or people behind a deadly mass shooting on the southwest side.
There was already a $10,000 reward on the table leading to the positive identification, location, and arrest of the person or people responsible for the shooting of 9 people earlier this month in the 3500 block of West 59th Street. 3 men were killed. Now, Cook County Crime Stoppers is doubling the reward to $20,000. The special agent in charge of the Chicago Division of ATF calls the shooting a tragic crime that was brazen and unthinkable, happening in the middle of the day. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A bullet was found lodged in the garage at...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Mayor Lori Lightfoot's house in the Logan Square neighborhood. A spokeswoman for the former mayor says the bullet was found yesterday evening and reported to police. She also told CBS News Chicago it's not clear how the bullet got into the garage wall, but no one was injured. Some people who had pets buried in a pet cemetery in Columbus, Indiana, are heartbroken after finding out that many of the grave markers have been removed.
The cemetery is on the site where the Bartholomew County Humane Society was once located. The building was demolished after the Indiana Department of Environmental Management condemned the property because it was once used as a landfill, and the former management of the Humane Society thought the tombstones had to be removed. That, according to the current executive director, Sean Blyton.
The previous admins that worked here, they thought they were doing the right thing by removing them.
Kathy Bird's dog is buried in the cemetery. She spoke to CBS 4 Indianapolis.
It's just sad that I have no idea where she's at. And when I came out here a few weeks ago and I saw that all the tombstones were gone and all the grave markers destroyed, it just really broke my heart because I felt like I had abandoned her.
None of the animals have been removed from the cemetery, just the grave markers. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some Cook County residents will be getting money to help properties go from brown to green.
The Environmental Protection Agency is giving $950,000 to Cook County's Department of Environment and Sustainability to supplement its existing Brownfield Revolving Loan Fund. The fund provides low-interest loans to transform polluted, abandoned, or underused industrial and commercial properties into vibrant community assets. County officials say property owners in suburban Cook County who did not cause contamination at their sites are eligible to apply for environmental remediation loans through the fund. Cook County was one of 31 high-performing Brownfield RLF grant programs selected by the EPA for the supplemental funding. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports, and in for Josh Liss, here's Judson Richards.
By last night's Bears loss to the Seahawks ended in frustration for the team, perhaps even more so for the paying customers.
353 passes, and then that one gets picked, and of all things, just a prayer at the end of the game.
That's how Michael's on Prime, Boo Bird singing in the background. Caleb Williams and the Bears cannot muster a touchdown in a 6-3 loss to Seattle. The Bears' 10th consecutive loss, part of a disastrous 4-12 season. Williams on the booze.
We don't focus on outside noise. The fans are, they're going to cheer and maybe boo sometimes. And, you can't react to that. It's not something that... We react to. We have a job to do.
Bears offense mustered just 122 yards in the air. The season comes to an end January 5th in Green Bay. Just a wild Bulls-Hawks game last night. The Bulls got a 26-point performance from Javon Carter and a season high from Zach LaVine.
In the paint, threw it away, intercepted by LaVine. On the runway with a hammer dunk with the right hand. A Zach attack to the rack.
Wow.
A ferocious slam dunk.
Chuck Swirsky, 6-7 the score. LaVine poured in 37 points, but the Hawks would outscore the Bulls in Atlanta 31-7 in the final 5.5 minutes of the game to grab a 141-133 victory. Puck drops at 6 o'clock in Buffalo tonight for the Blackhawks and the Sabres. With sports at 16-46, Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, now that Christmas is over, are you ready to say goodbye to your Christmas tree? If so, there is an option that will really make a goat's day.
Not okay for your digestive health, but great if you're a goat. Nonprofit Urban Growers Collective is accepting tree donations through January 11th at their South Chicago farm, which is near the Indiana border. If you'd rather go the traditional route, Chicago's tree recycling program will be running from January 11th through 25th at 27 locations around the city. And if you've got some old holiday lights lying around, Reduce Waste Chicago is collecting them at over 30 spots through January 31st. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Taking a look back now, President Biden's campaign for re-election and then his later withdrawal defined the 2024 presidential election.
Concerns about his age and mental acuity dogged the president throughout the campaign, and it all came to a head in a disastrous presidential debate.
We finally beat Medicare.
The Biden team later said the president had a cold, but calls exploded for him to drop out, culminating with his decision to endorse Vice President Harris. During her brief campaign, Harris championed abortion rights, outlined her economic plans, and cautioned against another Trump term.
Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable.
Trump ran a campaign of grievances.
Kamala Harris, a very low IQ individual.
His border security message and the promise of mass deportations also resonated.
I will stop the invasion of criminals coming into our country.
Enthusiasm grew for youthful Harris to become the first black and first female president.
It is time for a new generation of leadership in America.
But voters, largely driven by men, handed Trump the victory. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
A pedestrian was struck by a Milwaukee West Line commuter train in Elgin this morning. It happened at the Kimball Street crossing just west of the Fox River. Police say the person suffered a broken arm and was taken to Ascension St. Joseph Hospital. Further details about the incident are not yet available. Members of the Chicago Teachers Union were back at the bargaining table with the Chicago Public Schools head CEO, Pedro Martinez.
The conflict started months ago when Martinez refused to take a high-interest loan for a CTU contract, leading to Martinez's dismissal this past Friday. The people firing him? A temporary school board, with the district's first-ever publicly elected board members just weeks away from taking their seats. Outside the negotiations, CTU President Stacey Davis Gates said there was progress when Martinez wasn't there.
Most people who've been in negotiations know that momentum creates more momentum. And so to come to the table today and to see a very start slowing down of that momentum doesn't give me a lot of hope.
The CTU aimed to secure a contract by Christmas. Martinez rejoined negotiations after a judge intervened Tuesday. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A local veterans hospital is celebrating its successes in transplant surgeries.
Hines VA Hospital's Transplant Center is celebrating its fourth anniversary. And according to the Daily Herald, Hines leads all VA hospitals in the number of kidney transplants that have been performed. There have been more than 270 renal transplants at Hines since the first one in October 2020. Dr. Renal Lopez Soler tells the Herald the reasons for the program's successes include expanding the boundaries of reasonable kidney transplant candidates and the application of underutilized kidneys with hepatitis B and C infections. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio, 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.